When Spotify first started, they were heavily dependent on curated playlists, independently curated playlists. Their algorithm was okay, but it was not what it is today. This set up the opportunity for other companies such as Digster, Filter, and Playlist.net to open up systems for individuals to build playlists. This meant that these companies, like Digster, would allow for individuals to go on their website, build the playlist right there, and they would publish it on Spotify for them. However, what ended up happening was Digster, Filter, and Playlist.net were bought out by UMG, Sony, and Warner, who now took all of those playlists that were built and controlled them. This is the foundation that these big companies use when they release new music to get Spotify's algorithm on their side. What people don't understand is everyone has access to these playlists. Every company relies on these playlists to get Spotify going. They don't just release a song and hope that it's going to hit Rap Caviar. They release a song using a partnership, they pay their way in, and then on top of it, they place that song in hundreds of playlists so that it gets picked up very quickly and data is collected for their artists. Now, when it comes to Apple Music, that's not how they started. They never had that opportunity for these other companies to come up. So Apple Music's very reliant on Apple Music's algorithm. Yes, you can make a playlist on there, but they're not nearly as active because the original listeners on Apple Music didn't go to independent curated playlists like they did on Spotify. Right now, if someone were to sign up to Spotify, the odds of them ever going to an independent curated playlist are pretty slim for a while because Spotify has done such a good job of placing their curated playlists in front of these people using their algorithm.